episode of Mamma Mia Out Loud is brought to you by Officeworks.
The Greens are the first party with seats in Parliament to ever put a bill forward like this, so it's quite historic. Canada is doing the same thing this year, and there are, I think, about 9 states in the US who have legalised marijuana. And Richard Di Natale, didn't know this, used to be a doctor and used to work with people who had drug and alcohol addictions, so he's an absolute expert on this topic and feels very passionately. And what he's determined is that when you make something criminal, it's not actually declined the use at all. I think 35% of Australians have used cannabis. And the issue is that it becomes a deterrent for anyone to seek treatment because it is obviously illegal. There's an enormous, I think 75,000 people in Australia each year have a criminal record because of marijuana use. So because of possession, it can be quite like, you know, quite a small amount. And it's the same in the US. So ever since this war on drugs thing happened in the 90s.
When you say possession, do people get charged for having a joint on them? Or are you talking about I'm growing 50 plants in my backyard?
Well, there's an in-between, Mia, isn't there? So there's like maybe you're growing one plant or maybe you got caught
with enough. People getting criminal records for growing one plant, though, are they?
I don't know the exact amount, but I know that
but it's small enough to be a drain on resources that could be better put elsewhere.
Exactly. And when we think about, they're saying this should not be a criminal issue, this should be a health issue. The fact that you then put someone in a position, and this has happened in the States, you cripple people. Like, you absolutely cripple people if you give them a criminal record. You make it harder for them to get employment. You then put them in this cycle, which is really difficult, when it looks like they might just have a bloody issue. Like, Richard Di Natale isn't denying that there are issues with marijuana. We know through research that it can cause depression or psychotic issues. It can also be something that if you have a any sort of predisposition to schizophrenia, it can trigger it. We know that. But making it criminal isn't helping the situation at all.